Josh Mills decides to go pheasant hunting in the snow. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I looked at the forecast, and we were supposed to get 1 to 3 inches. So my buddy calls me. He's like, hey, you want to go out? And we'll go run his German Shorthair pointers, and we'll run my lab together. And he's got some ground down south of Spokane. Let's go hunting. There's nothing better than chasing roosters in the snow. So the drive starts, and we're both kind of going, snow's coming pretty good. And as we progressed south and getting closer to where we needed to go, the wind was picking up, the snow was coming in sideways, and the forecast had changed from 1 to 3 inches to 5 to 10 inches. And it's one of those situations where we were going, well, you're going to give them hell. And it's some part of the male bravado that nobody wanted to go, maybe we should bail on this. We take off from the truck and we interspersing going back and forth over this decently sized creek. We did our best to keep our dogs away because there were certain places where there was ice sheets, and you could tell the ice sheet wasn't very thick, but you know, you don't want your dogs running out on that. Well, about 2 miles away from the truck, the pointers went on point. Boom, a couple of birds came out, and then my lab came through and kicked out another hen. Well, she took another couple of extra steps down the bank and onto the ice sheet, and boom. She goes through the ice sheet. Now, it's not a very rapid creek or anything like that, but she's banging away at the ice, going the wrong way. She's disoriented. I sprint down the bank, set my gun down, went to reach for her. Then the bank gets way for me, and I went up to my waist in ice cold water.
Fortunately, it all worked out in the end. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.